AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Sources tell the AP Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is going to retire. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked if Republicans will block President Biden's choice for a replacement.
We don't even know who the nominee is yet, so that's something the president has an opportunity to make. Should there be a vacancy, and Justice Breyer will determine when and if there's a vacancy.
The AP Sagar Magani reports on what President Biden is thinking.
Then-candidate Biden said if he had a vacancy to fill, he'd make history by picking a black woman. If he does, and if the pick is confirmed, it would be the first time four women sat together on the Supreme Court, and the first time two justices would be black. There have only been two, current Justice Clarence Thomas and the man he replaced, Thurgood Marshall.
Democrats are planning a swift confirmation, perhaps even before Breyer officially steps down, which is not expected before summer. The market started the day with big gains and ended with losses. The Dow down 129 points. In between, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says pandemic-inspired low interest rates will be going up, likely in March. Powell says it's hard to pin down when rates will go up.
Inflation has persisted longer than we thought. And of course, we're prepared to use our tools to assure that higher inflation does not become entrenched.
Russia is being told by the U.S. and NATO there will be no concessions on Ukraine. Russia wants to keep Ukraine out of NATO. Russian troops are along the Ukrainian border. A man who identified himself as a believer in the QAnon conspiracy theory was sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for assaulting police officers at the Capitol during last year's riot. Nicholas Langerard calls himself a patriot, but the judge who sentenced him says rioters don't deserve that description. An AP analysis shows federal authorities have linked more than 30 riot defendants to QAnon. This is AP News. U.S.-backed Kurdish-led forces say they have taken back the last section of a prison in Syria that was controlled by Islamic State militants.
Fighters from the Kurdish People's Protection Unit rush into Guirin prison, checking rooms after securing the facility's perimeter. The attack was the biggest by IS militants since the fall of the group's caliphate in 2019. In a week of clashes where dozens from both sides were killed, the US-led coalition had carried out nearly a dozen airstrikes, and thousands of civilians living nearby were displaced. An SDF spokesman says about 3,000 inmates had surrendered. The militants had used child detainees as human shields, slowing down the effort to retake the prison. I'm Charles Duledesma.
A gun rights group and a gun owner are suing San Jose, California for a newly passed ordinance requiring citizens to get firearm liability insurance and pay an annual fee. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.